Welcome to Baromag Interviews. This is your host, Leonardo Calcaño.
Hi, I'm Lerna. I am the Sales and Operations Manager for the RC Show for Restaurants Canada. We're a nonprofit association representing the food service industry for the last 75 years. And we hold an annual trade event for the hospitality and food service industry taking place next year, March 1st to the 3rd, 2020. And it's a three-day event. And we host various different suppliers that want to connect and grow their business with food service operators, including independent restaurant owners, chains, caterers, chefs, hotels, anyone basically in the food service industry that's looking to service food service consumers. We invite them to the show to connect and grow their business. And we have a platform there that is for encompassing networking events. We've started RC Hospitality Week, and it basically hosts five different events happening during the show days to encourage the connection and basically bringing the buyers and suppliers together. We have two conferences that we also hold. So mainly our strategy is to educate the industry. A lot of people these days don't actually need to attend a trade show to purchase products. They could do it online. This is just the way that things have been going. But the reason why the RC show is so successful is because we bring in over 190 speakers. And we basically, these are industry experts, people that are, you know, presidents and CEOs of successful companies, and really touching on relevant topics that affect the food service industry. For RC Show 2020, our theme is diversity, but it's not diversity in what you might think that it is automatically in people. It's actually diversifying your operations to really relate to the changing world and how things are going, because businesses are at risk at this point. And if we don't provide them the education, then they won't know how to change their current operation to be sustainable and to thrive. There's a lot of establishments across the country that don't make it, and it could be because they are not actually thinking about their future of their business. So what we do is we have seven stages and all different areas. We have the culinary stage, which gives you a different aspect of diversification. We have the speaker stage, where we host a lot of panels. We have the bar and beverage stage. There's two, actually. There's a workshop as well. We have the local stage, and various other stages, including coffee and the presentation theater. So basically, they're all themed for 2020 with the diversify and thrive theme, all of them touching on these ways and points that they can help these businesses grow in the next coming years.
So what is the biggest problem besides diversity, the biggest problem in the industry right now? Because in Quebec, where we come from, we know there's like they're trying to get more and more people to work, but they're missing, there's a lot of
turnover.
But in Quebec, is mostly there's no more people to, I mean, there's always, even bars and restaurants, they close down for 3 days only. They open only 3 days, stuff like that. There's a big problem like that.
I think there is a problem with labor shortages in Toronto as well, in Ontario, and I'm pretty sure across the country. I think that what we want to make sure is that the employees want to have some kind of passion in the industry that they're involved in. So we always like to showcase that at the actual event, and what kind of business there. You know, we invite the staff of the operators as well to come and just take a look at what you're involved in. Okay, you might be back of house and just maybe washing dishes, or maybe you're the front of house as a hostess, but the capacity that your career can go to by being involved in this industry is what we like them to come and feel that wow factor. It's not just they're just showing up to a 5 to 9 shift. They don't want to be there. They're tired from whatever they did during the day, and they just want to get out of there, and they don't want to work weekends. And, you know, it's just a different culture, right? So getting them excited about the industry, I think, is a really good way of maybe promoting the longevity of people's employment. But we definitely think that there we see that issue in Ontario as well.
Okay. Is there like a new initiative that you know about that they're very interesting that people are doing that's helping the industry?
I think the best thing, like we always go back to, is education. Okay. The more you know, the more you feel empowered. And I feel like maybe sometimes the younger generation thinks they do know mostly at all.
We always do, right? Somewhere
because
in our life,
right? You have access to the internet,
yeah.
Right? So you don't have to, there's no guessing game. You can get your answers real time. So I feel like that they feel already empowered, and their mentality or attitude is a little bit different.
But I guess the age is everywhere, right. In the world, kind of the age is the same.
Yes. Thing. So I think the digital age has had the biggest effect. Mm-hmm. And I think, if anything, for employers, I'm not sure of a specific program, to be quite honest.
Okay. The idea of the question is this, because in England right now, they have the shortages of people working in restaurants like that. There's more and more co-ops of restaurants. Like one restaurant will open, like, and you know, like they will share the kitchen, they will share their staff, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's like initiatives like that in Ontario.
Yeah. So ghost kitchens are like getting really popular.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term. It's basically a kitchen that's available.
Yeah.
For example, so the kitchen is there, and you don't have an actual in-house restaurant, but somebody would like to order food from your restaurant. It's
okay.
A ghost kitchen. It only exists online, so you basically see a menu, and you know you're partnering. These ghost kitchens partner with delivery companies. You know, the popular ones are Uber Eats,
yeah.
Or Skip the Dishes, to name a couple of them. Basically, they partner with these companies to deliver the food.
Okay.
So, because this is the norm now, a lot of people don't sit inside a restaurant to eat. They like to eat in the comfort of their home, or you know, even just somebody who's forgot their lunch and they want to order food. They don't want to leave the office.
Yeah.
So, the convenience is there. Ghost kitchens are going to be more popular, I believe. So that's one concept in order to avoid
the cost of the staff,
the front of the house staff. You really only need a couple people. And it's actually like companies like Hero Burger, for example, they are promoting this type of business.
Mm-hmm.
So I could basically have a ghost kitchen serving Hero Burger menu. Because they train me, they have all the ingredients, they send you everything.
Yeah.
You're basically running your own franchise, but it's not, you're not dealing with people face to face. So people will order from that specific location that's, you know, somewhere maybe in the suburbs where there's no, that's the Hero Burger right there, right?
Yeah.
So the opportunity is there for, you don't have to actually make up your own menu, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. That's something that's trending and will be more popular.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.